problems with getting the light out. I'll talk about in a minute. So here is a drawing where on this axis is the lattice constant. So this is the size of the unit cell. And on the vertical axis is the band gap for different materials. And these are all 3-5 materials. And by choosing a certain combination of some alloy, so here you see gallium arsenide, and down here is indium arsenide. And then along this line, you can change the gallium to indium content and get band gaps anywhere between the indium arsenide band gap and the gallium arsenide band gap. Then there are these dashed lines, which are showing the lattice constant of certain crystals, because the substrate is going to be a specific crystal. You can't get a substrate that's gallium 0.74, indium 0.53. The substrate won't be like that. The substrate is going to be a specific material like gallium arsenide, and then you choose a substrate material that's close to the semiconductor with the band gap that you want for the light-emitting diode, and then you try to, on top of that, grow some buffer layers and eventually get to the size of the band gap you want in the position where you make the p-n junction, and that will give the correct color light.